All right, nice to have you back with us as we get ready for baseball on this Sunday. Joined now by Jim Salisbury, NBC Sports of Philadelphia. Always enjoy talking ball with Jim. Jim, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. Great to be with you.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you something. You know, I think of the real storylines of the National League this year. And, yes, the Mets are doing terrific, and, you know, the Braves are coming back. But I think the Phillies maybe are the biggest story in the National League for how they started under Joe Girardi and made the managerial change, and all of a sudden it's the Phillies of 1980.
Well, if you like a good comeback story, these are the guys for you. Yeah, they did get off to that slow start the first 2 months, and, you know, they upgraded the talent. I mean, they've been very busy on the free agent market last 3 or 4 years. They have big track records and star players in that room. They pushed the payroll over the luxury tax, over $230 million. And, you know, you had a 10-year postseason drought. So, you know, that all equaled huge expectations coming into this season. They got off to a slow start. And they fired Joe Girardi just after the Giants were in town in late May. And since June 1st, they're 25 games over 500. I think the team kind of just took a deep breath and relaxed. I think it's a shock to a team system when they fire a manager. You kind of look in the mirror and say, we got a good man fired. And, you know, it's on the players. And they get on a little bit of a winning streak, 1-8 in a row. And, you know, they've been really good. They've really responded to this manager. He's got a real easy way about him, Rob Thompson. He's got kind of an underdog quality to him. And I just think he's resonated in that clubhouse, and they've really played for him, and they've played really well. And they've this guy Kyle Schwarber has really emerged as a terrific, terrific leader. And you know, I think they learned a lot about themselves going 32-20 without Bryce Harper. And you know, he's back now, and they're going for 7 wins in a row today.
Boy, they take on the Pirates. They love taking on teams that are losing teams. They've won 18 of 20 against losing teams. And, of course, they're going to see the Giants next weekend. It depends what the Giants do here. They're 3 games under 500. But to be a great team and to win a pennant or win a division, whatever it is, you got to beat the weaker teams, and they're doing that easily.
You're right. And that's something they hadn't done the last few years. They really played down to their competition the last few years. They'd go down to Miami and have their head handed to them night after night. And that caused them to, you know, the performance against Miami caused them to miss the postseason during the shortened pandemic season of 2020. They went down there late in the season in control of the wild card berth, and they lost 5 of 7. So they've had a lot of trouble against the New York Mets this year. They're 5-14 against the Mets, who are a really, really good team. But most of their meetings came early in the season, the first 2 months when the Phillies were a very, very different team. They were playing very poorly defensively. Their bullpen was not good. And really, since June 1st, they've been probably a top third defensive team in the majors, a complete turnaround. And the bullpen has been very good. And those were two big weaknesses the last couple of years, the bullpen and the defense, and it's just been so much better. So, you know, like I said, they're 5-14 against the Mets. They're 67-41 against everyone else. So you can only play the team in front of you that night, and they're doing a good job playing everybody except the Mets.
Alec Bohm, B-O-H-M, when we saw him when the Giants played the Phillies earlier in the year, didn't do much, and all of a sudden he got on fire, and it takes surprises to you know, get your team in there to be the pennant kind of team. He's been a very pleasant surprise, and there must be others too.
Oh, there are. Bohm was a first-round pick in 2018. Bryson Stott was a first-round pick in 2019. I mean, that's the left side of your infield now. And they've both become everyday major leaguers right before our eyes. The improvement of both of them has been remarkable. You know, Bohm was on the trading block. He could have been had in spring training. He barely made the team. He was he lacked confidence. He was skittish on both sides of the ball. Got off to a really tough start. Made 3 errors on national TV against the Mets early in the season. You know, the coaching staff, the veteran players, they all went to work on him. And his confidence just come. He's turned his game around offensively and defensively. And for a guy who almost didn't make the team, he's hitting in the three hole. And he stayed in the three hole when Bryce Harper comes back. So he has been you know, a real, you know, I guess you could use the word surprise. I mean, it's a real bonus for the organization because you got a hit on your number ones. And going back a few months ago, you didn't know what you were going to have there. So him and Stott have been real, real pleasant contributors, pleasant surprises and contributors. And the bullpen has been a real pleasant surprise, Marty. But this is a team that is not without challenges. In the last week, they have lost two arms that I would call indispensable. Sir Anthony Dominguez, power arm closer, and Zach Wheeler, their ace. I mean, the good news is it looks like it's just kind of a rest, a little tendonitis, a little arm fatigue, and they'll probably be back early in September, but they really need those guys back. So they are being challenged a little bit here with those two losses, one in the bullpen, one in the rotation.
I see former Giant Sam Coonrod pitched last night. I realize he's back.
He is back just recently in the last week or 10 days. Had some forearm issues in spring training and shoulder issues, actually a partially torn rotator cuff that was treated non-surgically, rehabbed it, and he is back. And, you know, losing Dominguez late in the game and having a guy like an extra power arm like Coonrod, especially with some of the, you know, late in the season guys need a blow, it's good to have that type of a fresh arm out there.
So, all right, so let's look at the playoff potential here. You know, you've still got San Diego a couple of games behind the Phillies, and that's still up in the air. But you get Atlanta way ahead of the Phillies, and if it ends up this way, Phillies have to go to Atlanta to play three games against that rotation. And here's the Phillies. How does that match up with Atlanta? How have the Phillies handled Atlanta this year?
They've played them. I think they're a couple games under, you know, they've lost I don't know what the record is, but they lost a couple more than they won. But they've had some really good games against them. They won some series. The bad matchup for the Mets is for the Phillies is the Mets. But you know, the Giants. I'm sorry, the Braves could be a bad matchup for anybody because I mean they're such a good second half team. They're so well managed. I mean, you look at that coaching staff. Really, they have a brilliant front office. I mean, they're just to me one of the class teams of that league. So. It's not an ideal matchup. I think if the Phillies had their druthers, they would probably rather maybe get that, you know, third wild card. But, you know, yes. You got to go out there and try to win every game. You can't play around like that.
Yep, I said the Giants, if they could get in, they're better off getting the sixth spot than the fifth spot. I've said that many times because then you get the winner of the Central, which probably will be the Cardinals. You'd rather play them rather than the Braves. Jim Salisbury with us, NBC Sports Philly. Always a pleasure to have him on. Bryce Harper, now he's back. He came back to like a hero's welcome. This is all new for him, isn't it, to be embraced on this level in Philly?
Well, when he was in Washington National, he certainly wasn't embraced, but from the moment he signed with the Phillies, and Gabe Kapler was the manager then, I think he agreed with the Phillies on March 1 of 2019, and we were in spring training, and the ballpark was just, I mean, it was like somebody, you know, plugged it into a generator. The electricity just went off, and, I mean, Gabe was there. Everybody was excited. So, yeah, he went from villain, which he is in most ballparks, to instantly embraced, instantly beloved, and he does a great, great job connecting with the fan base. Whether, you know, he hasn't played the field since April because of a bad elbow, but, you know, when he does play the field, he runs out on the field, bows to the crowd in right field, he throws kids balls. He knows how to really play the crowd and work the crowd. He's got a showman in him. But, you know, the most important quality, I think, of a showman is to produce when it's, you know, lights, camera, action. And he really does that. I mean, you know, he missed 52 games with this broken thumb. And they played very well without him. But he comes back Friday night. And he usually hits third. But for a lot of reasons, the lineup construction and the emergence of Alec Bohm, who we talked about, Bryce batted fourth. Well, almost storybook, first inning, no outs. He comes up bases loaded. He gets a huge ovation, drives in two runs with a single. So, he is much beloved athlete in Philadelphia for his production. I mean, he was the MVP last year, and just for the way he connects with fans. He makes the fans feel important.
Yeah, it looks like he's taken it to another level coming back from this injury. So nice to see it. You know, Jim, fielding-wise, Philly's third in the league with only 55 errors. The WHIP, they're seventh in baseball with 121. ERA, ninth in baseball, 371. Batting average against, 11th in baseball, 237. So this is not an aberration here. The numbers that they're putting up, whether it's home runs, they're sixth with 162. Home runs given up, they're doing beautifully there. This team is not an aberration. The numbers back them up.
Definitely, and I think if you ran the numbers from June 1, they'd even be more impressive. Like I said, the bullpen was, you know, historically bad in 2020. They had an ERA over 7. Historically bad last year, tied a major league record with 34 blown saves. It's been a strength since June 1. The defense, they were the worst defensive team you've ever seen in your life last year. They've really turned it around this year. You know, they got a couple of really good guys on their coaching staff, Bobby Dickerson and Paco Figueroa, who work at the outfield and infield defense, really brought it around. Their infield defense is much improved with Stott and the improving Baum. They still are a weak defensive team on the corners in the outfield because Harper can't play the outfield. That forces Castellanos into right field. Schwarber's your left fielder. You know, both rank poorly on in the defensive metrics, but you know, they've gotten by with it. So if you run their numbers from June 1 across the board, they're among, you know, some of the better teams in baseball. And the big one is, you know, they're right behind the Dodgers and the Braves for the best record in baseball since June 1.
Hmm. Boy, a dangerous team in the playoffs. You've been around a long time. How do you feel about it?
That's a great word because I love that word because you can look at a guy and say he's not really a good hitter, but he's a dangerous hitter. You know, a guy, if you make a mistake, he can hit a three-run home run. He might not be a great hitter, but he's a dangerous hitter. I think they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs, but it all depends on, do they get a healthy Zach Wheeler back? Do they get a healthy closer, Sir Anthony Dominguez, back? Made a really nice move for David Robertson at the trade deadline, another veteran reliever. And so with him and Dominguez and Alvarado and Brad Hand, if they're all healthy and rested, pretty good back end of the bullpen. And, you know, Aaron Nola is one of the more underappreciated, durable, quality major league starters out there. And you pair him with a healthy Zach Wheeler at the top of the rotation in a short series, you know, depending if they're available. They might need those guys down the stretch just to get into playoffs. But if some way they can rest those guys final 3 or 4 days of the season, go into a short season, a short series with those guys 1-2, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to be a favorite team having to face those guys. Both of them have never been to the playoffs, have never pitched in a playoff game, both very hungry to be there. They could be real difference makers in a short series if they're ready to go healthy and rested.
Boy, terrific. What a great report. Look forward to seeing you as always. Jim Salisbury, NBC Sports Philly. Jim, thanks so much. Enjoy the day. Thank you.
Outstanding. Thanks, Marty. All the best to you.
All right. Be well. All right. More coming up. Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions next. Our Giants pregame begins right now, right here on the Sports Leader.